And now, a moment of silence for the Chicago Bears 2018 to 2019 season. Sorry, that was just the sound of the football bouncing off the uprights twice. Grossy Posse Packers! Nation, welcome to an episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossi, and holy macaroni, what a game. What a game as the Philadelphia Eagles hang on to beat the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field by 16-15. Incredible. That was an incredible game. One to send the wild card weekend out to pasture. We'll take a look at some stats. We'll talk about the Bears season. We'll talk about a bunch of things on this episode. But Nick Foles didn't have the greatest game. 25 for 40, 266 yards, 2 TDs, 2 interceptions. Alshon Jeffrey was their leading receiver with 6 catches for 82 yards. And Golden Tate, 5 for 46, having that big TD at the very last within the last minute of the game. Trubisky, 26 for 43, 303 yards, 1 touchdown. And Allen Robinson being the big contributor through the air, going 10 for 143 yards and 1 touchdown. Both teams really had zero running game whatsoever. Really, Sproles broke a few, but Cohen was more effective in the passing game. But really, nobody was able to get a rhythm going with the run game. And I have to say, we did a live stream of this, and both offenses really did not look good, and it wasn't necessarily a product of good defense. Trubisky was missing throws, Foles was missing throws, that second interception, the end zone was horrendous, so definitely not the best offensive performances you could have asked for. But in the fourth quarter, damn did things ramp up. We had score changes going back and forth and back and forth, and Philadelphia scoring on 4th and goal from the 2-yard line with a minute left, throwing it to the side to Golden Tate, who's able to get it in. They go for 2 points. They do not get it, meaning that it's 16-15. They kick the ball off. Trubisky drives them down the field. He puts them in position to be successful. Philadelphia ices the kicker. Parkey kicks it and makes it. But unfortunately, the timeout was already called. They line him up again, kicks it up, hits the left upright, goes to fall, and hits off the crossbar, meaning that the Chicago Bears season is completely over, ending in a soul-crushing defeat against the Philadelphia Eagles, meaning that Dallas will take on the LA Rams next week, and Philadelphia will be taking on New Orleans. Now, that being said, as a Packers fan, I'm pretty happy the Bears lost. Now we just need to get like the Cowboys out of there, and you know the Patriots too. But that being said, in all seriousness, a lot of Bears fans have migrated to this channel this year, and 99.9% of them have been awesome. They've been great, and I know the Packers know all about heartbreak. You guys still have a ton to be proud of this season, and that's not me being condescending in any way, shape, or form. You guys handily won the NFC North. You guys looked like a dominant team, almost clutching a first-round bye, and that defense is a force to be reckoned with. Trubisky will get better, and I think the Bears are going to be giving the Packers some stiff competition for years to come. So if there's anything that you can kind of hang your hat on, I know that it's a very difficult loss, but I think the Bears, you have a bright future ahead of you, and while now I'm happy you didn't go to the Super Bowl so you can't rub it in my face, you guys got a lot to be proud of, and I look forward to some competitive seasons between our two teams. But that kind of ends a crazy wild card weekend in which the Chargers were able to hold on and beat the Ravens, the Colts destroyed the Texans, and then, of course, the Cowboys pulling off the win against the Seahawks. Now, I'm not going to lie, I thought New Orleans against the Dallas would have been a better game and the Rams against Chicago would have been a better game just for watching purposes, but was not meant to be, it seems. So what I will do is I'll put a poll on the community posts. I'll post something, vote for which games you want me to stream on Saturday and Sunday next week, and we'll take it from there. And for everyone asking me where the Bears fan season reaction is, well, the Bears season is over, so it'll be happening very soon. But let me know what you thought. Otherwise, great game. And that was I'm glad I was able to stream that. That was fun. But let me know what you think down in the comments below. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, T-O-M-G-R-O-S-S-I Comedy, or Tom Grossi Comedy on Twitter, Patreon, Instagram, all the social media. Check out PatCast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube. We do multiple shows per week, and we stream every single weekend. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, go Pat, go.